Today is Silent Saturday. And you may be wondering what Silent Saturday is. Maybe you've never attended a Silent Saturday service before. Silent Saturday is just the day that we remember the day that Jesus was in the grave. You see, it really wouldn't have been as miraculous if Jesus had died and then 2 hours later he rose from the grave. It just wouldn't have been as miraculous. The fact that he stayed in the grave shows just how we know Jesus was dead. Somebody doesn't stay gone for 3 days and is not actually gone. So that's why we're celebrating, not celebrating, but remembering Silent Saturday. And I want to start off with a quote by a guy named Max Lucado. And he has this to say about Silent Saturday. He always has to talk when Dad starts to talk. I don't know what the deal is. Max Lucado has this to say about Silent Saturday. He says, Jesus is silent on Saturday. The women have anointed his body and placed it in Joseph's tomb. The cadaver of Christ is as mute as the stone which guards it. He spoke much on Friday. He will liberate the slaves of death on Sunday. But on Saturday, Jesus is silent. And so is God. He made himself heard on Friday. He tore the curtains of the temple, opened the graves of the dead, rocked the earth, blocked the sun of the sky, and sacrificed the Son of heaven. Earth heard much of God on Friday. Nothing on Saturday. Jesus is silent. God is silent. Saturday is silent. We see in John 19 what happens to Jesus' body after his death. It says this in verse 38. It says, afterward, Joseph of Arimathea, who had been a secret disciple of Jesus because he feared the Jewish leaders, asked Pilate for permission to take down Jesus' body. And when Pilate gave permission, Joseph came and took the body away. With him came Nicodemus, the man who had come to Jesus at night. He brought about 75 pounds of perfumed ointment made from myrrh and aloes. And following Jewish burial custom, they wrapped Jesus' body with spices and long sheets of linen cloth. The place of crucifixion was near a garden where there was a new tomb, never used before. And so, because it was the day of preparation for the Jewish Passover, and since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. See, the moments after Jesus' death, not only is God silent, and Jesus is silent, but what we see is that even his closest disciples are silent. Peter had already denied Jesus three times, saying, I don't even know who this man is. He was silent. Judas, so buried by guilt and shame, hung himself on a tree. And the rest of the disciples have locked themselves in the upper room, hiding and afraid of what is going to happen next to them. What we see the day after Jesus' death is that the world is silent about everything regarding Jesus' life and death. The entire world is silent. When you take a closer look at scripture, the scripture that we just read, even the two followers of Christ who are the ones who buried Jesus were silent followers of him. Joseph of Arimathea, who had been a secret disciple of Jesus, he was silent about his faith. Nicodemus, the man who had come to Jesus at night because he was afraid of what people might think about him if he came to Jesus and asked him questions in his teaching during the day, was silent about his relationship with God. Do these sound like people who made their relationship with Jesus known to the world? No. Even they were silent about their relationship with Christ. And why wouldn't they be? Right? Think about it for a minute. This is the man who claimed to be the Son of God. And now he is dead, laying in a tomb. Jesus is silent. God is silent. His most faithful followers are silent. The entire world seems to be on the brink of forgetting about who Jesus even was. You see, silence torments us. It brings with it a sense of the unknown, or even the expectation that a mistake has been made. Oh, maybe Brain's just trying to find his place and he forgot where he was at. It torments us. And that surely seemed to be the theme of the day that Jesus, when Jesus laid in the grave. However, that's not all what this silence meant. Because God's silence does not declare his absence. You see, we all go through times in our lives where God is silent towards us. Moments when we are praying for our marriage that is in a mess and we don't know how to clean it up. Moments when we're failing with our finances and we don't see a way out. Moments when the dreams we had for our career become crushed and we aren't sure how to pick up the pieces and put them back together. Moments when our family is falling apart and God seems silent. We've all been there in those moments where God is silent. He isn't answering our prayers. Those moments where you come to church and you worship to get rid of the distractions, but for whatever reason, you don't feel God's presence when you are there. Maybe you're beginning to think that he isn't there anymore at all. He's absent. He's gone. Off to deal with someone else who is more worthy and deserving of his attention. You need to know tonight that just because God is silent does not mean that he has abandoned you. Jesus was in the grave for 3 days. On Saturday, God's power that he displayed just a day before seems gone, but he is not absent. In the moment when God was most silent, he went into the deepest pits of hell and proclaimed that Satan no longer holds the power of death, and that the captives have now been set free from their sin. God's silence does not declare his absence. It simply means that there are many, that there may be things at work in the spiritual realm that you've not yet become aware of. God has not abandoned you. But what do we do when God is silent? In those moments where he isn't speaking to us, where we don't feel his presence, do we pull away from God until he reveals himself to us? Do we confess and repent until he forgives us enough to declare that his presence is worthy of us once again? Are there some other spiritual alms or penance that we must do to satisfy the Holy Spirit? No, not at all. The only thing that you must do when God is silent is rest. When God is silent, rest in his truth. See, God does not only care about your emotions. If he only cared about your emotions, then he would be a manipulative God, because we all know that our emotions can be manipulated. He would be swaying your faith back and forth based on what you're feeling in the moment about God. Now, are these feelings important? Yes, absolutely they are. Our feelings and emotions, they're what allows us to understand the truth about Jesus' unconditional love. They let us experience God's presence. Our emotions bring intimacy and connection with God. But they're not what our faith is rooted in. Our faith rests in the truth of who Christ is. For faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, resting in his truth. So what do you do when God is silent? You understand that God's silence does not declare his absence. And instead of resting on your feelings and emotions in the moment, you rest in his truth. You read the scriptures anyway. You declare their truths over your lives no matter how you feel in the moment. When your marriage gets messy, do as Hosea did and love your spouse more and more, even though they've hurt you, and show them that the Lord still loves them too. When you're failing in your finances, remember that where your treasure is, your heart lies also. Look at where you're spending the bulk of your money, and if you aren't tithing, start to, and declare God's blessing on your finances. When your career is falling apart around you, remember that God will equip you for every good work, and that if he takes care of the birds in the sky, he will also take care of you. For you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You see, when Saturday came, Jesus was silent, but he wasn't gone. Yet the disciples treated Jesus like he was, because they forgot to lean on the truth of his words, that upon this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. They forgot when Jesus said that you will destroy this temple, but in 3 days I will rise it up again. They forgot to rest in the truth of what Jesus had spoken before. Instead, they put all of their faith in their emotions and what they were feeling in the moment that God was silent. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the day God was silent and the day that Jesus laid buried in the ground was also the Sabbath, the day of rest. Lastly, we must remember that while the world still remains silent about the death of Christ, God does not. For God's silence today does not mean he will be silent tomorrow. You see, the disciples were silent on this day because God was silent. They thought he was gone, that Jesus, maybe he wasn't who he said he was after all, that they had misplaced their faith. If that's you today, you're in a place where you feel as if though you may have misplaced your faith, remember, there is a resurrection right around the corner. James 5:7 says this, "And now, brothers, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return." You may be in a place of silence with God today where you feel alone. You feel abandoned, without hope. But when you place your faith in Christ and you rest and trust in his word, patiently awaiting for his return, you will come to understand that when tomorrow comes, there will be a resurrection in your life. Let's pray this evening. God, we thank you for never abandoning us, for never leaving us or forsaking us, for knowing that even in your silence, you are still here. You are still God. You still reign on the throne. Even when you are silent, you are still working. Just like the lyrics say in one of the songs we sing, that even when we don't see you, you're working. Even when we don't feel you, you are working. Your silence does not declare your absence in our life. So Lord, I just pray right now that whatever it is that we are going through in the areas of our life where we feel like you aren't speaking, you aren't showing up the way that we've been praying and asking and longing for you to do, I pray that you will just remind us that our faith is in the truth of your words and who you said you were. That you are the Son of God, come to save the world because you loved us so much. It's not the emotions and the feelings that our faith is carried on. It is the truth of your word and who you say you are. But in the same moment, God, we also see that Saturday only lasts for a day. It only lasts for a season. So I pray that those that may be struggling in hearing your silence today, that you will encourage them and you will begin to speak to them once again. You will begin to speak life and truth and victory and grace and mercy, that you will begin to speak wisdom and understanding into their situations and their lives. God, I pray that you will not remain silent, that they will open their hearts to hear what it is you are speaking to them. Because what we know is true is that not only did you raise from the grave on Sunday, but you also sent your Holy Spirit to speak to us and to minister to us, to dwell within us, so we will have an ever constant connection with you. Lord, tonight we remember the day that you were silent. But while we remember your silence, we remember that you did not stay silent. For tomorrow, there is a resurrection. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done, rising from the dead to save us. Amen. Amen.